Hey guys, it's Spooky.
Hey guys, it's C-Max, and this is M-O-M. You're ruining my intro. We are Matrimony of Madness. We dated on Halloween, we got married on Halloween, we spent every Thursday evening talking about all things spooky. We are a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts, and whether it's your first time or you're a frequent listener, listener, we want to thank you for taking a stab at it. Today is such a special episode. If it's your first time listening of MOM, Matrimony Madness, it's such a special episode because you're going to be listening to it on Friday the 13th, and that's it. That's the only reason this episode is
special. It's not special at all.
It's just a Friday the 13th episode. It's not special at all.
She's going to explode. They're literally going to explode.
They're going to explode. As you can hear, we have some little monsters.
All right, little monsters, who are you?
My name's Dead Rose Petal.
Dead
Rose Petal.
What's your name, dude?
Dead Rose Petal.
Vampire A.
Vampire A, okay.
Dead Rose Petal and Vampire A.
I thought you were going to say a bad word.
Dead. So what happened to you today, Dead Rose Petal?
Yeah, Dead Rose Petal. You actually are blossoming Rose Petal.
You are. What happened to you? What did you do today? What's something exciting that happened? Why are you looking like you don't know what happened?
Why are you staring off into space?
Why did it take Vampire A to tell you that you graduated?
Pre-K.
Maybe you need to go back to pre-K since you can't remember things.
So what grade are you in now?
Kindergarten.
I guess she needs to repeat pre-K because she forgot she's in kindergarten.
Uh-oh.
Memory lapse. So today, we have such a special episode. We have these little monsters that we live with who have been wanting to be on the show for so long, and they earned it, and they've been so excited, and we've got such a cool episode planned. So if it's your first time listening, it's going to be a little off the rails. We apologize, but we're going to give some segment and time to these little monsters who we love so much, and then we're going to get into, you know, our news and
our
stuff like that.
Our typical stuff.
Yeah. I'm also a little bit on edge because the Miami Heat are playing. I've been a Heat fan since I was a little monster.
Look who else joined us.
I'm intentionally not looking at the score or anything.
I appreciate that.
It hurts a little bit.
Ooh.
So what did we have planned first?
All right, so what we have planned first, and I'm going to ask Allie.
Vampire A.
Man, I'm bad at that.
You are.
All right, Vampire A. I have a special question for you. We're gonna start off with a simple question.
Okay.
Simple question.
Who is your favorite horror character? So who is your favorite spooky character? And your mic is over there.
Okay. This is a hard one since I hate horror movies.
Which, I don't know why you wanted to be on this podcast then. I'm just kidding. Is there a Halloween movie that you like? What about a Halloween character?
It doesn't have to be a spooky
character. Yeah, it could just be like a Halloween character. Mm-hmm. Or even like a character that might dresses up in like a Halloween costume. Or what do you think?
Jack Skeleton from Night Before Christmas.
I like it.
Nice. That's perfect. I like it.
Legend.
That is really good.
All right. Dead Rose Petal.
Dead Rose Petal. What is your...
Dead Rose Petal in heart purple jammies.
What is your favorite... You're good right there. What is your favorite Halloween character?
Vampire Teddy.
Do you know where he's from?
Good Nightmare Before Christmas representation.
Who's like our favorite character?
I don't even know. I do know who mine is. I don't know if
who's ours together.
They've listened, but I don't.
No. Who's ours that we share together?
So who's Dead Rose Petal and Spooky's favorite character that
together.
You guys like.
This. Remember?
You have a matching shirt. Remember? You have matching shirts.
Not on right now.
You own a matching shirt. Do you remember?
Remember we talked about him at dinner? Do you remember the movie he's from?
Trick or Treat.
Yep, he's from Trick or Treat.
Sam.
Nice job. Yeah.
Vampire A with the assist.
Let's go.
So do you guys have any funny stories this week? Anything funny? I have a funny story, but do you guys have any funny stories that happened? Django's kissing you. He's kissing that dead rose petal.
Any funny story? Do you have a funny story? Have any funny story?
If not, you're going to think my story is really funny.
Do you have a funny story, dead rose petal?
I think the
Vampire A?
I don't know.
Raise your voice a little bit.
I don't know.
No? Do you have a funny story? A story that made you laugh?
If you don't have a funny story, I have one. Two that'll rock your world. One is from, actually, Dead Rose Petal.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you guys don't have any?
No.
I don't want to hijack my own show. Okay. So, a couple days ago.
I'm about to say me, but you can dance.
Go ahead, baby.
First.
Go ahead. You say.
No, go ahead. You go.
Can dance first.
Wow.
What a nice. She's so mature. Dead Rose Petal going
now she's
into,
a kindergartner. She's a kindergartner. So mature.
Because I'm thinking so more.
All right, think about it.
Okay, think about it. All right, so a couple days ago, as you guys know, we live with these two little monsters currently where our house is being built, and we want to give a shout out to all the little monsters out there all over the world listening, all like six of you, but you know, maybe six will be 16 one day and then 60, and we'll keep it going. So anyways, little monster Dead Rose Petal. I don't know why she had to pick a super long name. Dead Rose Petal comes out a couple days ago with her mommy's bra. Do you remember what you said?
You remember what you said when you had mommy's bra
on? I know. Can I say it?
Say it. You can say it.
So, Dead Rose Petal said, "Look at my big boob." She said, "Look at my big boobs," because she was wearing our mom's bra.
And
she came out of her bedroom.
I also want to note that the bra was upside down.
Yes, it was. It was upside down. Upside down melon cake.
Yes.
And Diva, I actually said my bras are not that big.
Well, yeah, not yet.
I'm embarrassed by you guys saying that.
You're embarrassed.
You're embarrassed?
There's no holds.
You
no
know,
holds back.
You're the one who did it, silly
goose. You're a blossoming dead rose. You're a blossoming dead rose petal now.
I think I have a good to say
funny
that.
Story.
Okay. Here's some ASMR.
Hi, Mr. Kiss. Can
yes,
I tell them?
Do you have any funny stories?
You can tell them.
Can I tell them a coincidence?
Yes, you can tell them a coincidence, yep.
Okay. So, me and Des Rose Petal are in different classes.
Mm-hmm.
We have two friends that their mom is a teacher kid.
Okay.
Teacher mom.
Yep.
But my friend, the oldest one is in my class, and
okay.
The youngest one is in Emma's class. And I thought that, wait, that's a coincidence.
That is a coincidence.
That is a good coincidence.
That is a coincidence.
Very
well,
good.
Well, my teacher, most teacher parents would want her as their kid's teacher. Mm. And Miss Dingman.
Oh, we're name dropping.
You did so good
at
not name dropping.
That's all right.
That's okay. You're good.
Shout out to Miss Dingman.
Let's go.
She looked very nice in her flowery dress
today.
She
did look very nice today.
And that was my teacher.
Miss Dingman at Emerald Shores Elementary.
Miss Dingman at Emerald Shores Elementary. So that's coincidence.
That is a coincidence.
And you know what? My sister, I was very young when my sister was born. I was young.
You're young.
You were young.
I was 2 years old. Almost 3 years old.
You're a little monster. Little monster.
You were a little monster.
Yeah.
You're a little
Dead Rose Petal, blah, blah, blah. You have any funny stories? I have another funny story that you guys don't know that I saved specifically, so you're going to love it. But do you have anything funny? Any funny occurrences or happenings this week? And we have a whole game for you guys planned, so. You don't have to talk just to talk.
No story.
Today, Auntie Jaya said that she was joking that we weren't going to do the podcast.
Oh,
it's true. I did.
What a mean spook, Auntie Spooky, dude.
I said, you know what? We quit the podcast.
What a melon farmer.
What?
All right. So here's my funny story. Ready? You guys know Little Monster Blake, right? Our nephew.
Yes. podcast, we know Blake, who lives in California.
He lives in California. Yep. Shout out to Little Monster Blake. So his dad, Matt, you guys remember his dad, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. Spooky's already laughing. So we'll have to show you guys tomorrow because it's going to be bedtime after this. There's a video that he sent us where he's doing, you guys know on like the cruise ships and at water parks, they have like the surfing simulator where you can like surf and the waves kick up like this. Yeah. Well, he's on his belly, right? And he's riding and he's like doing this, you know, and he's, so he thinks he wants to be cool and show off, right? So he does like a belly roll where like he grabs the thing and he goes on his back. Well, he lands the belly roll, but then his pants fell down and you can see his butt crack. It was like Spooky, Auntie Drea laughed for literally probably 10 minutes.
I was laughing so
and I can't
hard.
Wait to show you. I forgot to, I specifically.
We remind us tomorrow. We'll show you the video.
Yeah, I specifically saved it for this moment. Go ahead.
I sent Mom a text that was so funny.
What was she it? Is it appropriate? Is it like no cursing?
It doesn't have cursing.
All right, that's fine. Go with it. Family friendly, go with it.
Send it.
I said. We're going to be a little late since I was in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, poop. and I said, it's going to take a while because I'm going poop.
I remember that.
That's didn't you one. Also text to talk it? So you were saying yes, that you were in the saying middle? So,
hey, it's going to be a while I got poop.
So, like, you were saying in the middle of the bathroom?
And then 1 minute after that, I was done.
Dang, I wish that was me.
Wow, that's a fast dookie.
And then I'm a dookie.
You are a dookie?
Don't talk about yourself like that. Maybe that's why she's dead rose petals, because she smells like dookie.
Maybe.
My Uncle Justin.
Oh, we're name dropping here again. Oh,
okay, here we
I
are.
I met my Uncle Jay.
I'm not editing that out, so everybody already knows. Go ahead.
Yeah, Uncle Jay. He calls me Miss Sharts a lot. Because once I shart my pants in school in the middle of everyone.
Whoa,
that was a personal.
Two of my friends. Dear wife. Something that's a little
you
funny.
Tell us, you can tell a funny
so,
story.
So, when I had accident and a sting mint.
Okay.
I also had water in my pants.
You had water in your
pants? And pee. And you and combined together, that made even the bigger pee.
Whoa!
You had watery pee in your pants? Why? How come y'all don't know how to use a restroom?
I can't wait until y'all graduate from high school.
And we play this
for
you.
And I can edit these clips where Allie talks about she's Miss Sharts a lot. And Emma's talking about gallons of jugs of water pee. I can't wait to use this information later. All right, so we're going off the rails, which is fine. So we're going to play our game with you guys, okay? And it's called, we made it up.
We did make it up.
It's called Little Monsters Night Visions. Okay. So what we're going to do is, if you know the name of the character, I don't think you guys do, but you can't say it, okay? We're going to show you famous horror characters and spooky characters. They're not too scary. From different types of media, which means like video games, movies, TV shows. And you're going to describe to the listeners who it is. Now, we're not going to know if the listeners get it right or not, but if the listeners want to play together, they can. And then at the end, when you're like, super exhausted from describing, we're gonna tell everybody who it is.
Yep.
Sound fun?
Yeah. Wait, what if they do it in the comments?
Oh
wow, alright, Miss YouTuber.
If you wanna play the game, type it down in the comments.
I love it.
Yeah.
Vampire
type
Ed.
It down.
Type it in the comments.
Chris and Andrea.
I love it. Type it in the comments how many you got right. How about that?
Because
yeah.
they could be good. Cheat. They could cheat. They could
that's
be like,
true. They could
oh,
cheat.
I got them all right when they got zero right because they suck.
Yeah.
So we're going to tell true. Them we're gonna tell them how many they got right. How about that?
Yeah.
So we're doing 8 total. So they're going to tell us how many they got right. And then they could tell us if they like if they had a favorite one. That was good. Good job, Vampire. Okay. Eh? All right. So we're going to do Emma first just because she's youngest. We're going to go youngest. The youngest team young is over there. Team old is over here.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. You ready? I want you to describe this character.
One. Is it 8 for each one?
Yeah, it's four.
So she has black hair.
Okay. Black hair.
And she does have a lot of makeup on.
Okay.
And her face is all white.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
And she has like bigger boobs than anybody else.
Wait, hold on. Go back.
She's got what?
Bigger boobs than anybody else.
Dang!
She's got bigger boobs than anybody else.
Okay.
And then she got lipstick like this.
Oh, you gotta describe
what
it for the listener.
Because
remember,
lipstick?
We got no video.
It's like ready.
Okay.
And what kind of clothes is she wearing?
She's wearing black.
That's why I think she's a vampire.
So I know who this is. I think I definitely 100% thinks. I think the audience or the listeners will for sure get who this is.
I think you did an excellent job.
You did a great job. Do you want to show it to Allie? You don't have to describe it, but you can see.
Do you think
Rose Petal nailed it?
Yep, I couldn't even. Do you think that she did a good job describing her?
Yes.
So go ahead, Al. Go ahead, Vampire A. No, you good? You'll get yours.
You'll get one.
All right. So if you guys don't know who that is, it is the Mistress of the Dark, Elvira. Good job, Emma.
Oh, you know what? I'm just really bad at this name thing, apparently. All right, Vampire A, are you ready for your first one?
Yes.
I'm just gonna show Emma it first because she's literally seeing it in front of me. Okay.
Why are we whispering?
You want to tell the listeners?
But yes. It's my turn.
No. Yes. I'm going to let... She wants to say the name at the end.
My bad. Okay. My bad, Dead Rose Petal. My bad.
Yes. So I'm going to let Allie look at
I'll,
this.
I'll do...
Or Vampire A. Here you go. Yep. Ready?
Okay. Ooh. Okay, so over here. Here's your mic. Your mic's over here, okay? Here, I'll hold it up for you.
Okay.
I'll hold it up for you.
No. We're going to keep the mic right here.
Here's your mic right here. Put your voice over here.
He's holding something.
What's it look like?
A present.
Okay.
It looks like a shooting light.
Okay. Describe the shape of it.
A square.
Okay.
He's wearing, like, an outfit that... It's like armor.
Okay.
He's white.
Okay.
His teeth look brownish.
Okay.
It looks like he has sticks all over his face.
Okay. Look closer. Look closer at his face. What do you think?
Like
sticks or a different word?
Another word.
Okay, what word do you think comes to mind? Oops, sorry.
Needles.
Okay,
that's a good
word. I like it. What about the background?
It's dark. There's chains.
Nice.
Okay. Anything else? No?
No.
You think that's good?
So we'll let the audience think for a few seconds while I tell Vampire A who it is and she can make the announcement.
No.
You can make the announcement on yours. On the people that you're gonna do, okay? So she's gonna tell them.
That's who it is. Tell them who it is.
Pinhead.
Pinhead.
Why do you think he's called Pinhead?
Because he has pins.
Because he has pins in his
head. Yep. Very
Great
good.
Great job. Good job, Vampire. All right. Oh, thank you for encouraging your sister.
Nice job. All right.
Can I see him one more time?
Oh, you want to see him one more time?
All right. Handing it over to the Dead Rose Petal.
Dead Rose Petal.
All right, so here's yours, Dead Rose Petal.
Do you know what I actually thought her name would be?
What'd you think?
I actually thought it would be...
Wait for it.
Dead Flowers Isabella.
Ooh, okay. Not bad.
It will be easier for Andrea to see.
All right, what we got over there, Dead Rose Petal?
What do we got? It got big teeth.
Okay.
It got a big green head.
A big green head?
Big green head, okay.
With a big wide mouth.
Big wide mouth?
A big wide mouth.
Okay.
And a lot of tentacles.
A lot of tentacles? Okay, so hang on. Let me click on this one and kind of zoom in a little bit and see if I could
find a... Maybe that was a mistake, so...
What does that look like? Not tentacles, but what?
Ooh, I don't know.
What do you think? What does this look like?
What about something else?
Like long, like...
kind of like arms.
Okay. What else we got? What else you see there, Dead Rose Petal?
I see a big purple mouth inside.
Okay, talk a little louder so the listeners can hear you.
A big purple mouth and wide.
Okay, so okay. The inside of its mouth is purple, okay.
And I totally
did you say what color?
You don't know what it is.
And it's like green, 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 green.
Green, green, green.
Lots of green. Okay. What is this? Do you see this?
He's wrapping a person.
He's wrapping a person? Good. What is he wrapping a person up with? What is that?
Stems.
Stems. Very good. Nice. Okay. So stems. Nice. Also might be looking for the word.
Let's see.
Vines.
Okay.
I do know who this is.
Anything else you might think? Anything else you want to describe it with? No?
What does it look like all together?
What does it look like? It looks like a really big what?
If you were to name this, what would you name it? Like, what does it look like? Would you say it's something you would see outside? So what's it like?
It's like a big what?
It's like a big old plant that's
nice.
Yes.
Good job. Good job.
It's a big old plant that's a monster.
All right, audience. So we'll give you a couple seconds while Spooky tells Dead Rose Petal what it is. It is. That is what it is.
Audrey 2.
From
Little Shop of Horrors. Fun fact, Spooky, a.k.a. Auntie Drea, has a tattoo of Audrey.
I do.
I don't know if you guys remember.
Right, she's right here.
Oh, yeah, I do see it.
Yeah.
There's cool. A snake.
Great job, Dead Rose Petal.
That was really, really good. That was good.
All right, so we've got Vampire A.M. next.
All right. So, here is the one that Vampire A is doing next, if it'll load on my phone.
What'd you say?
Tell Uncle C-Max what you just said.
What is that? It's creepy.
Okay, well.
I really wanted to be Beetlejuice.
That'd be too easy.
We don't have Beetlejuice on this list, I'm going to be real honest with you. Ready? There you go. I wish you guys saw her face right now.
All right, give it a shot.
All right, go ahead and try.
Black, round, face is very big. Eyes are small. Nose is not like a nose. He has a hat. His hair is short. His hands are long. His fingers are long. It looks like his hands are connected to his body. And that's all I can say, but he's black and gray.
Okay, so he also... I don't know how to word this without just telling you. How does he look? He kind of looks like a what? Like if someone did what? Like, do you think that looks like a real, like, person with, like, flesh? Or does it look like someone what? Like...
It looks like someone drawn him.
Looks like,
yes,
yeah.
Very good.
Drew him. What else? What were you going to say? That's it.
Well, I can tell that maybe someone drew him because the background's white.
I did.
So we'll give you guys a couple seconds. She pretty much hit it on the nose.
That was very good.
While I tell her who she's describing.
That's a silly name.
It is a silly name. Tell everybody who you're describing.
The Babadook.
Very good.
The Babadook.
Good job, Vampire. That was we gave you the tougher ones because you're older. So
good job.
I apologize ahead of time.
We actually Emma's black. No, Dead Rose Petals. I think you want to say Black Rose Petals.
Death Metal.
Her last one is really good. Get your face out of here.
Don't read them.
You cheat.
You cheater.
You cheat. You. I don't think you can read my handwriting, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Make sure it's not that scary.
Can you show it to me?
I don't know what to tell you.
Can you show it to me?
I will show it to you. Let me find a good image here.
Okay.
All right. So, we're going to go with this one. Okay. Hello, phone.
Sorry, guys. Apparently, her phone decides not to work.
You might know who that is, so I want you to not say anything, okay?
Yep. Oh, know who it is.
Let her do it, okay? All right.
It's a big marshmallow.
A big what?
A big marshmallow. Oh! Trying to destroy our town.
Whoa!
Okay.
That's all I can say.
What else? No. So,
do you know what movie that's
from? I think
from?
What you meant to say.
It's from Ghostbusters.
Too easy, dang it!
I knew they would. I think
when she said, "That's all I'm gonna say," I think what she meant to say is, "That's all I need to say." If y'all don't get this, like, I'm You're five. Done. I'm five. Stop listening. Go to school.
Yeah, exactly.
I know right. from Ghostbusters.
You killed
you,
it.
You know what? That was
if you
perfect.
Don't do, if you don't know this, go back to pre-K.
Go back to pre-K. Do you know his name, Emma?
No. She's telling her who it is.
Stay Puffed.
Marshmallow Man. Very good.
Nice
you
job.
You killed it.
That was good.
If you didn't get this, you need to go back to pre-K.
Back to pre-K you go. If you didn't get that.
Don't worry, Emma. Oh, my goodness.
Man, you're just not good at...
Can I just call you... What is it? Dead Rose Petal? Can I call you DRP instead?
Yeah, have fun trying to remember
Dr.
that,
P?
Too.
Can I call you Dr. P?
No, that's not her name.
Dr. P.
She's not Dr. Pepper. Or Dr. P.P. Like, I don't... that's not what she wanted to be.
All right. Dead Rose Petal, your next one will be harder and a little bit more scary, just so you know.
No, I don't want it to be that
no,
scary.
No, you'll be fine. Trust me. You watched all of Trick or Treat, and you were fine.
All right, do we have Vampire A's?
I have it right here.
You know what? I can be scared of any
this is, of these. This is Vampire A's next one.
I would might be scared of this.
Here you go.
I hope.
Ooh, all right. Have fun with this one. Go ahead.
I hope the listeners have fun trying to guess
this
one.
Yeah, no, this is a tough one. It's easy for her to describe, tough to get.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give it to him.
Black
what?
With a hat.
Okay, black with a hat. He's a black what, though?
Like a bodyguard.
Okay, so he looks like a bodyguard. Would you say he's beefy or skinny?
Buff.
He's buff. Okay. Yep. Okay. What color is the hat?
Black.
Okay.
There's a light. That's all I can say.
What about his face?
It looks scrunched. That's like.
Okay, scrunched up face. What color? What color would you describe his face? You think?
Probably it might be green.
Green or grayish?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is he wearing?
A suit.
Like a trench coat suit?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like it. You did it. You actually did really good.
He's kind of hard to describe.
He is hard to describe. So we'll give you guys a couple minutes, or I'll give you guys a couple seconds. If you don't know, he's from a video game. I'll put that out
he
there.
He is from a video
while
game.
While I tell Vampire A who it is.
I'm going to give them a little more since it was hard.
Okay. Alright, go ahead.
10 minutes later.
10 minutes late, yeah. Alright, who is it?
It is... Mr. X.
Mr. X.
I actually have an abbreviation
Mr.
test.
Mr. X from Resident Evil.
So,
alrighty.
Mr. So it's MR.
You got it.
Dot X.
You got it. All right, so this is the last one, right?
Last one for each.
That's right. Don't all right, be sad, because we got Little Monsters episodes coming later in this year. Don't you cry, Dead Rose Petal. Think of all the big melons out there.
You just saw the biggest ones, apparently.
Let me tell you something.
All right, are you ready, my love? All
we're
right.
going off the rails
so,
here.
So my friend,
here
Riley,
is. Are we going off
I
the rails
can,
over there?
I can describe. He actually can be in a horror movie uh-huh. and be scary.
Dang. All right.
He actually
Rose
can.
Petal. Who we got?
He's red.
Oh, he's red? Okay.
And?
He has black. That's what I'm saying.
Can you show me?
Supposed to be scary over there.
Okay, where is he, what about, like, where is he at in the picture?
He's at the background.
No,
he's, not, like, in the like background?
That. Okay.
Okay, what about his mouth?
His, like, mouth, like,
you're going to have to, baby, you're going to have to talk in the mic because people can't hear you.
He He has white teeth.
Okay.
And he's a little creepy.
He is definitely a little creepy. Okay, so let's go over what you said. You said he is
red and black.
Yep.
And he's creepy.
And he's creepy. And
he has white teeth.
And he has white teeth, and he's kind of where? Where is he at in the picture?
In the background.
He's kind of in the background. Okay, this is a little bit hard. What about his clothes? He's wearing what?
Black.
He's wearing all black.
Can you show me a picture?
Yeah. So, yeah, she's getting scared.
Here,
so.
Here, Allie.
This is a scary one.
It is and a scary one.
You guys probably weren't able to get it. And if you were able to get it, congrats.
I can
Do you want to say the name of it? You don't want to say the name of it?
Can I tell them one little hint?
Sure.
His eyes are wide.
His eyes are really wide.
It doesn't even look like he has eyelids. It doesn't even look like he's a person.
That's because he's not.
He's not a person. So he is called the Red-Faced Demon. He is from Insidious, the movie Insidious.
Good job.
The Red-Faced Demon.
Good job there, Dead Rose Petal.
Yeah, that was really good. That was good.
I guess it wouldn't be a good show without us scaring you.
That's true.
All right, great job, Dead Rose Petal. Give it up for Dead Rose Petal. Little Monsters Night Visions.
Yeah.
We got one more for Vampire A.
I literally typed in Vampire A in my search engine instead of who I needed to type in.
Just Allie.
Did you type in me?
I just typed in Vampire A on accident because
What did you see of Vampire A?
Well, nothing because I stopped typing it. All right, I just ended up just zooming in on the picture, so just...
Ooh. All right. Describe him. This is the fun one.
Yeah.
He's standing up. Be a scary one. His pants are brown. His shirt is blue.
It was scary.
No, he's fine.
His chainsaw, it looks like his hand is a chainsaw.
Whoa!
Nice.
It has blood all over it.
It sure does.
Like, there's vents under him.
Ooh, because he's standing on a...
Oh, yeah.
He's on a...
Oh, he's on a car.
Standing on a car, yeah.
In the background, there's a knife.
Okay. That's because someone's holding it.
Trees.
Okay, trees and darkness in the background.
There's blood all over his face.
Okay.
His shoes are brown.
I like it. What else? That it?
He
did good.
He looks serious.
He looks serious.
Okay. He is business.
Would you say he's a human or a monster or?
I think he's a human.
He is a human.
Yep. Very good.
Because I don't think he's a monster. I think he's a hero.
He is a hero.
You're right. He is a hero.
As you look at what he's also in on
our screen. On the TV?
He's right there. So go, you want to tell everybody who it is? You guys should know this.
What's his name?
His name is...
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Ash.
Very
good.
I don't know why she didn't come to the mic and she just went, Ash.
It's because she didn't want to say A-S-S.
Oh, good cover. She's like, Ash.
Yeah, she was trying really hard not to curse.
Fair.
So that was good.
That was Ash. Great job, Vampire.
You guys did so good.
One of my friends in my class, he would definitely be in a horror movie.
I like it.
He'd definitely be good.
All right, so before we bid
adieu,
au revoir, do the little monsters represented in this podcast, do you have anything to say to anybody, anything to say to the other little monsters out there?
Bye, I hope you'll come back on this podcast soon.
You will.
I can't wait to see you again.
I'll see you literally tomorrow morning when we wake up.
Okay, I will see you tomorrow when we wake up.
Okay. Vampire A, what about other little monsters who listen? What do you want to say to them?
I would say, don't miss school.
I like it.
Don't miss school.
But keep
listening to the podcast, right?
Yeah, actually, when you take trips, just listen to almost 12 episodes.
I love it. I love it. All right. So before we go to bedtime, I want you guys to give them the theme song with your mouth.
Go ahead.
Bum, 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 bum. I want to say something.
Go ahead. Real quick.
Everyone, do your monster roar.
Roar! Sorry for those.
Blowing
for everybody
your
peek.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a hug. I love you. Love you. Right, good night.
Good night.
Can't wait to listen. You guys killed it.
You guys did so good. Oh, let me get out of your way. How about that?
Spooky's butt is blocking the door. Make sure to put in the comments how much you enjoyed the little monsters.
Daniel's food is everywhere.
Yeah, I know. He makes a mess.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. We hope you guys enjoyed that, our Little Monsters episode. I think it went really well. I think it was funny. For those of you first-time listeners, super apologize if that wasn't what you're into. That's why we put stuff in the show notes. You peep it, and then you're out. I don't even know how to return to, like, a normal episode after that.
So I want to go ahead and just go ahead and apologize to her mother now, because yeah. I'm pretty sure...
I don't really need to apologize.
No, I'm apologizing because I'm pretty sure I scarred... dead rose petal, because she's terrified from showing her the red demon, the red faced demon. She,
and that was your idea. I gave her Stay Puft Marshmallow.
I was gonna show, and I told you not to because I knew she was gonna. I was like, she knows who this is.
It was still funny because she was like, I don't need to.
She's like, marshmallow destroying a city.
You
that's
got
it.
You got it. If you don't got it, like, you don't.
She whispered to me, why did you have to show me the scary one? And I'm like, because you're my scary kid. Like, you like scary stuff.
You found the right combination to scar her forever.
I really did, apparently.
So we hope you guys enjoyed that segment. We plan on bringing them on more. We plan on maybe when our nephew Blake comes in June, July, maybe doing a little Monsters episode with him. He can represent the dudes out there. But we hope you guys enjoyed it. We're just always trying to make new content and make people happy, and they were super happy to do it. And it's their... They watch YouTube and all that kind of stuff all the time, so it was their first, like, foray into doing something.
Which planned. Is why you got the... Put it in the comments.
I'm all about it. Put it in the comments.
That was funny.
Let them know how much you enjoyed it. Let them know your percentage, like 6 out of 8, 7 out of 8 you got when they were doing Little Monsters Night Visions. And, yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait to have them back on the show.
I feel like they did a really good job describing
them. To be honest, I was expecting chaos, and... It was chaos, but they did really, really well, actually. Yeah,
I feel like they were a little bit nervous. I love the fact that Elvira's boobs were the biggest boobs that she's ever seen.
Yeah, that was great. So what we're going to do, guys, real quick is we don't have any reviews planned or anything. There is some really awesome news that we want to go over. But real quick, just want to let you know what's coming for the rest of May. Next week, we're hopefully going to see Alex Garland's Men. We're going to review Evil Dead the Game. And we're also going to review Spookala, which is a horror convention in our hometown of Ocala, Florida, from tomorrow, Friday the 13th, to Sunday the 15th. Big episode then. And then the next week, we may be pulling double duty, recapping Stranger Things so far, and then recapping the first 4 or 5 episodes they're dropping in part one. So that might be a 2-episode slammer on the following week. After
Moons
next
over
week.
My hammy slammy.
Moons over my hammy slammy. So what we're going to do, guys, we're gonna touch on the news real quick. For those of you who don't know, who haven't listened before, the way we do news is we're going to give you a little snippet. We're going to give you the salad bar to the main course. If you like what you hear... definitely go and Google it, read articles, watch videos, whatever. We're just going to give you the headlines, little tidbits, and then we're going to have a brief little discussion. But if you want to be fully reported to, definitely seek out other avenues.
Mm-hmm. So I want to save some for you.
Sure.
It was announced today that the Dead Space remake is being released January 2023.
I cannot wait.
There was no exact date, though. It was... Oh, yes, it was. Sorry. January 27th.
January 27th.
2023.
Very close to my birth. My day of birth.
Yeah, so that is very exciting. Hopefully, it does not get delayed. But if it does, then that just means that they're working extra hard on it. So, as of right now, we've got January 27th, 2023 for that Dead Space remake.
Excuse me.
Much to C-Max's dismay... For Scream 6.
Yeah.
They have confirmed the return of the actresses and actors that are coming back. Jenna Ortega, which is the main one we cared about.
Well, yeah, where Jenna Ortega stands, okay.
She is coming back. Also, who is coming back is Hayden Panettiere. How do you say that? Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure, but...
She plays Kirby. She was in Scream 4. I believe it was Scream 4. And nobody really knew if she was dead or alive. And then in Scream 5, it was confirmed that she was alive. It was like an Easter egg that she was alive. So now in Scream 6, she will actually be coming back as a full-blown character. So that is exciting for you Kirby fans out there.
Go back to episode 2 or 3 for our Scream review. I really did enjoy it, not being a fan of the franchise. I don't think we need any more, but hey, I'm all about being proven wrong.
It's true. I also don't really need another one, but, you know, it is what it is. What do you got over there?
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, wow. I thought you had more. We also, guys, wanted to let you know we did have a ton of Sinister Sneaks, but we are going to postpone those to, I don't know, if we have... We really like to keep it locked in an hour. We know some of you like podcasts that are more than an hour. It's just easier on our schedule. And I think it's just really easy. As I said, our goal is always to be just in your rotation. We don't have to be the favorite or the heavyweight champ. We just want to be in your rotation. So we feel like being in that hour time frame enables us to be able to do that. For those of you who are consuming music, podcast shows, all that, I feel like it's easier to be in the hour bracket. It helps with that. I think it does. It is detrimental as far as, like, we could have, like, literally an hour and a half, 2 hour episode today.
Yeah.
But it's just easier to keep it locked in at that time frame with what our goals are for ourselves and for you guys.
Yeah. So basically, we didn't want to, you know, not give the little monsters their segment.
They're due.
So
yeah, they're due.
We decided not to do the Sinister Sneaks. Maybe we'll just post them on social media for you guys to check out.
Or we can maybe touch on them next week, depending on what we get at.
Yeah.
So, we are big Devon Sawa stands in this house, and according to the EW, I don't know if you heard this, Devon Sawa will be in season 2 as a totally different character. No spoilers.
For Chucky?
For Chucky season 2. He's going to be a totally, he's American Horror Storying this bad boy.
Interesting.
He's going to be a totally, because if you remember, he played the twins.
Yes.
So, no spoilers, but he's going to be in the next season as somebody a totally else. Different character.
I like awesome. It. I love it. I'm about it. I love it.
Yeah, I don't have much other than lots of Sinister Sneaks. There's a new movie called They Them, which is about an LGBTQ plus slasher camp with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay. So we'll get into
that. Obviously, the Resident Evil trailer came out today. The trailer for Bodies, Bodies, Bodies came out. So lots of Sinister Sneaks, but like I said, we didn't have time to view them beforehand, so we're not going to... We want to give them their due if we're going to full send into what the trailers are.
Yeah.
The biggest piece of news is it's so not excited. A lake, it's an ocean.
I'm so excited.
Sam Lake, not a lake, it's an ocean, but his last name is Lake, the creative director of Remedy Games, has announced that Remedy Games is working on a television show with AMC for Alan Wake.
Stoked.
If you guys don't know, we're going to hit that speed dating again. I don't know if I've had a chance to talk about it on the podcast ever. Alan Wake is one of my favorite video games of all time. I just had Spooky play it recently when the remaster came out. I've played all the DLC, all the installments. I have books about the source material. I love it. And the fact that they would make a TV show out of it. It's already built like a TV show.
It is, 100%.
Then you've got Night Springs, which is a TV show within a TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
AMC gives it the freedom to do some things that it wouldn't be able to do if it was on, like, FX or something like that. So, super excited. It sounds like it's in the very early stages, but super excited for the potential. And I really think... Like Last of Us being on HBO, I really think that Alan Wake being on AMC with Sam Lake also helping, being really heavily involved.
Yeah.
we could be in for a treat.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be good. Especially since he's involved. If he wasn't involved, I'd be a little bit nervous.
It'd be rough. Like I said, it's in the early stages, but obviously as we get closer, we're going to be reporting all the news about it. We're going to be reviewing it. You're always a little nervous when your favorite like video game properties get turned into like a different type of medium, whether it be books or shows or movies. But it's crazy that I don't think Alan Wake will come out next year, but it's crazy that right now in development, like two of my favorite games are in development as TV shows with the creative control and staff behind them that they could potentially be really good.
Yeah.
So that's cool, man. It's a good time. It's a good time for video game shows, I guess you could say, or video game movies, video game properties, all that. Sonic 2 was a slammer. So it's like, you know, it's a good... I know that has nothing to do with our show, but...
They're also making that Bloodborne show.
They're making the Bloodborne show. Totally forgot about that. I just think it's a... I think someone caught on to something.
Yes.
And now I think is the right time. I think someone
realized how good Sonic was, and they said, let's go.
And they did it. And I really think HBO Max can produce a good Last of Us show, especially with Pedro Pascal at the helm. And I really think that AMC can do... with Sam Lake, a really good Alan Wake show.
Yeah.
Especially with the source material. Like, it's insane.
Literally, the game gives you the script.
It does. The script
is there.
It won't be carbon copy, but...
No, it won't, but...
I'd love to see their take on new Night Springs episodes, and you could have an episode that's literally just Night Springs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
No, absolutely.
There's so much you could do. We're super excited about it. My phone was blown up today with all my friends. Letting me know about it because they know how much I love Alan Wake. So thankful to David and Spencer and everybody else who kind of reached out to me and was like, did you see the Alan Wake? And I was like, I can't wait to talk about it. I'm just super excited. So, I mean, that's pretty much the show. We're not going to force it.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, the main goal was the Little Monsters segment and... I mean, unless you got anything to dive into, but
nope, I don't got anything.
I really like to be resourceful, obviously, with the show and give stuff its due. And the Little Monsters was the big segment, the special edition episode. We're really excited to play Evil Dead tomorrow. We've been talking about it, I feel like, since the podcast started.
I think we have, actually.
So we're really excited to dive into that tomorrow.
I'm hoping sometime before our next episode... I don't know if we can fit it into before that. I'm not really sure.
It's tough.
I would like to... Firestarter did come out.
Yeah, we didn't know if it was going to release today on Peacock, since the release date's actually tomorrow.
So as in today that you're listening.
Today that you're listening, sorry. Yes, the release date is...
The 13th.
If you're listening right now, it's out. But we wanted to potentially review it, but we weren't sure if the VOD was going to be the day before, like the theater release, so...
Yeah, so I definitely...
May is just insane.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of do a little... Maybe we'll be able to see it, and I can just kind of do, like, a quick couple-minute review on it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to be able to finish the book before we see it, which is fine. So I just kind of wanted to just do a little compare and contrast and our final thoughts on it.
For sure.
If we have some time. But other than that, I've got nothing.
Cool. Take it away, then.
I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. The Little Monsters definitely appreciate all the listens and the feedback. They were super excited. They worked their butts off to earn it. And yeah, so if you guys like it, please, please let them know. If you're not already, follow us on all the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, Facebook, TikTok. We should have had them make a TikTok.
We can to promote the episode.
That'd be fun. Sorry, that was just like a random thought that came out. Guys, have a killer week. Shout out to our other Little Monsters. Shout out to the Little Monsters that were on here that are listening to it back and probably laughing their butts off at themselves, honestly. Shout out to their parents for allowing them to come on. Appreciate you guys always. Have a great one.
Have a killer week. Love you.